Something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Maria here. And in studio, we have got the fabulous Sinead O'Carroll. Good morning, Sinead.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm surprised you can even walk. Your feet must be absolutely killing you from all the training you're doing with Dancing with the Stars.
My feet and also my hips this week because I'm doing a samba. So it's very hippie.
Like myself, very hippie.
So the funny thing is that when I finish rehearsals and then I drive the car and then I go home, it takes me a few minutes to get out of the car.
And you have children to lift up and all
well,
that kind of.
They're older now. They're 11 and 8, although, yeah, no.
Yeah, so you're not lifting them anymore.
No, I'm not lifting them anymore.
So it's funny because way back when, a million years ago, I was one of these girls that went to Diggs Lane and learned how to dance in Diggs Lane.
Oh, goodness.
And you would have been there with all the gang when Bewitched were starting.
That's right. I mean, that was such a great place because I remember, you know, Riverdance used to rehearse there, all the pantos. You had Boyzone. There was ourselves. It was such a great little
Such a home. Cool place to go, wasn't it?
It was very, very cool. And coming from the country, it was I was very, very cool. I felt
from the country.
Oh, I'm from Kildare.
See, yeah. I don't consider that the country.
Oh, right.
That's practically Dublin.
It is practically. Well, yeah, it is.
So you had a little bit of a dance background because of all that.
Yes.
But I mean, that was donkeys years ago.
I mean, it was, what, 22 years ago? Mm. Yeah, this May. So, and I suppose I would have been doing the same routines over and over and over and over again. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like this whole process is like starting a new job every Monday.
I get you.
That's what it feels like. So,
oh, it's totally. But have you been fit as a fiddle, though, over the years?
I've kind of, you know yourself. You're up and down. You try yoga, then you do yoga bar, then you do the gym, and then you do walking. So I'm always trying various different things.
Yeah.
But generally, like, yeah.
You have done.
Okay.
I can only imagine, you know, some people who haven't done anything in years. And there are some people on the show who probably haven't done anything in years.
Yeah.
And trying to do such intensive training. How many hours would you say you spend on this every week?
A week. Well, I do about 5-6 maybe a day. So, yeah, that's my maths, maybe 30 hours possibly.
That is a lot of dancing.
There's a lunch break as well. But so it is. You're on your feet all the time.
And have you blisters and bunions and all these kind of lovely things?
Bruises. Oh, my goodness. The second week when we did the Paso and Ryan threw me to the ground, I had a massive bruise on my side that lasted 2 weeks. I couldn't even sleep on that side at night time for 2 weeks. It was so sore. Yeah, my feet aren't very, they're not looking very well.
Because even the wearing of the heels for a lot of these dances, you know, you have to have very glamorous dresses and heels. I can't even walk in heels anymore. You want to see the shoe collection I have, Sinead? It's unbelievable. It's literally floor to ceiling shoes. Can't wear any of them.
I know.
So how are you in high heels? Are you good?
Do you know what? I'm not too bad. And I suppose since we've kind of come back with the girls the last 7 years, in order to try and change things up and show that we'd grown up a little bit, we started dancing in heels, where before that we always had trainers. So I think I've had a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
Just doing the Irish dancing in heels. Not recommended, however.
Yeah.
But so I've had a little bit of practice, but I suppose doing it for 5 hours a day and you're like the last half an hour, I just had to take them off today. I was just like, please.
Awful.
Can I put my Uggs on?
I know. Because even the thoughts of going out on a Saturday night in heels, I'm like, what outfit can I wear that doesn't require heels?
I know, absolutely. But even just standing in the heels, it's.
I mean, this is a huge challenge. And have you been at home for a little while as well with the children?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always been at home, I suppose. And then I set up a stage school when Samara was one about 10 years ago. So that was on a Saturday. And then with the girls, I tend to travel and do gigs the weekend. So Monday to Friday, generally,
you're mammy.
I'm at home, mammy, you know, homework, the usual stuff that we all do.
Activities, making dinners.
Taxi. I know, I haven't had to make a dinner. Well, no, I have. My husband's been very good, actually.
You haven't fed your children.
He's fed them and fed me. Yeah, no. So it's really good that he kind of works from home. So it's actually handy that he can just slot into my role.
Oh, I love it.
As well
as
doing
it.
His role as well.
Yeah. So you've had the best of both worlds, really. This is full on, though, isn't it?
It is full on. Just even the driving in. Like, I live in Greystone. on. So the driving in every day, like today, took me 2 hours. Do you know what I mean? So it's even just that on top of what you're doing when you're not used to it. It was the first few weeks was a bit of a shock to the system.
But did you snap it up when they called you and said, would you be interested in doing this?
Totally. When I found out like 4 years ago that they were doing it, I kind of rang them and I was just like,
hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, could you put my name in the pot? But we had been in Australia doing a tour right at the same time that this actually goes on, so I couldn't do it. Then one of the other girls had a baby, so we couldn't gig as a two, and there was gigs already in the diary. So this was the year I was just like, right, we've nothing major on. So
the cheek of her having a baby and ruining your plans. Oh my God, how inconvenient for you.
Totally.
So you've been doing rather well though. Oh my God, the points that you're scoring.
I know, last weekend was great. Yeah, do you know what, I love the variety. You know, you're doing kind of an American smooth 1 week and a paso, which is really interesting, and just learning all about these dances and getting into the character of them all, like, so yeah, it's been really good.
Is it nerve-wracking more so or less so than singing on stage?
There's a bit of, it's kind of a little bit the same, except I'd say a lot more with the dancing, because I know the stuff I do with the girls inside and out. So sometimes if somebody's not well and you're like, can you just take over that verse and that, this, that and the other, you kind of go, okay, right, you're on a different, in a different headspace, where this every week I'm really nervous. The minute the music starts, I seem to be okay. But just those few minutes beforehand, I just, yeah.
The heart is going like 90.
The heart goes 90. Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
Julian Benson, where does he get the jackets? They're unbelievable.
Customised, specially designed, but it was fabulous. And his performance last week was amazing. And, you know, I'm just hoping that it does really, really well, the single, because, it's really good.
Yeah. So talk to me then about, you're saying you're still doing stuff with the girls as well.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that you were still doing all that.
Well, we did a programme with ITV 7 years ago called The Big Reunion, and it just literally brought back all the 90s bands, Five, Atomic Kitten, Liberty X. And we've just been gigging since then, really. So it's, yeah. I mean, it's...
Is it weird though? Because you probably thought like all those years ago that at this age, you wouldn't be doing that.
I mean, if somebody told me in my 20s, that when I'm 46 I'm going to be still on stage.
Shut up, you're not doing, 46.
Yeah, doing dance routines and people going mad to say Levy, I'd be like, don't be silly. Yeah. Like, yeah, totally. But it's great though, because it's kind of like, you know, we've all got families now, so it's like I look at it as I'm going away with the girls, I'm going to have dinner, I get up on the stage, I get paid and I come home. So it's like a girly weekend.
So is it all four of you or three of you?
No, all four of us, yeah.
Because there was a fallout for a while, wasn't there?
There was, but we weren't, that was after everything kind of had disbanded. And that was nothing to do with the band, do you know what I mean?
It was just a girly fallout.
It was just a girly fallout, you know. But it was great that we've had the opportunity to kind of come back.
And life is so different now as well, isn't it? Now that everyone has their families and priorities are different as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you put things into perspective as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm really lucky to have the girls and to have that little outlet just to kind of be me.
It all kind of even, and I'm asking you so much about this, is the reason for that is because I do a 90s show here every night, Monday to Thursday. We play Bewitch, we play 90s music all the time. It is purely 90s, and I'm kind of obsessed with the 90s because I grew up and I loved all the music then. But it kind of like your success really, and I know, I remember when the group were being put together because Keegan and Adele were teaching me dance lessons on a Saturday morning, and the next thing they were gone, there'd be a replacement, and they were like, what? This band are being put together. It kind of happened quickly in the end.
It did happen quickly. I mean, we put ourselves together, so we were like 2 years together ourselves before we kind of, you know, met anybody or wanted to put anything out there. But the minute we met our manager, I think she brought us to a producer, and he had a boy band and he had us, and we were on a development deal. So what happened was C'est la vie, Adele had written the verses, I think, to C'est la vie. So C'est la vie had, you know, was in the making, as they say, and literally when the record label heard C'est la vie, they signed us and then they shelved the boy band.
Oh.
So yeah, that's literally, so and I think from
do
then,
we know who that boy band are?
Do you know what, somebody asked me that not so long ago and I can't remember their
name. Were they Irish?
No, they weren't, they were English.
I wouldn't know them. No. I was going, who used to hang around Diggs Lane looking for a record?
I know. God, yeah.
Oh God, so you actually shattered someone else's dreams. Do you feel bad?
You kind of do, because you've all had the same aspirations, you know. But yeah, so that was, and I suppose from then on, that's when it just, it was such a hit as well.
Like a number one.
A number one.
In how many countries? Oh, instantly.
So many. Yeah, it was so many. It was mad.
And a very nosy question. Did you make a fortune?
We did make money. I think we were in a good, we were at a good time, because we were involved in our writing as well. So we got publishing and stuff like that. So
clever girls.
For the pop band that we were, and the longevity, I suppose, that we had, wasn't too long in the scene, I suppose. We did really well. Myself and Adele live in Ireland, and then sure, we invested in everything. And
oh
then,
no, you like didn't buy, everybody you else. Didn't buy houses, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we did. And, whereas and, Lindsay and Keevey are fine. They live in the UK, and they had all their investment over there.
The houses were worth a fiver.
Oh God, I know, but sure, you know.
I know, you live and learn.
You do.
We were all in the same boat, really.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah.
So Dancing with the Stars, I think you're going to win it. What are your thoughts? Are you confident?
Goodness. I'd love just to stay in as long as I possibly could, because I am obsessed with wanting to know all of these dances. Mum and Dad used to dance years ago.
Oh, did they?
And,
yeah.
You know, they'd get up at a wedding or a 21st and they'd be able to waltz and they'd be able to jive. And I'm like, I want to be able to do that.
I know. Because I'm even, you know, when you, well, so long, I don't go to nightclubs anymore. Now that I'm an old married woman with and a mammy. But you know, like when you go to nightclubs, you feel so awkward. I don't know how to dance anymore.
I know. Sometimes it's harder to kind of freestyle than somebody showing you a little 1, 2, 3, like it is. But it's, I know, yeah. It's just such a great opportunity. So I really do. I'd love to stay in right to the very end. Yeah.
And you're going to be amazing at the next wedding that you're invited to. The pressure will be
on. I just
on.
Have to get my husband to...
Will he dance now? Because mine wouldn't even... Like, our wedding day was the one and only time he's ever danced with me.
Well, fair play to him. At least he did on his wedding day. Yeah, no, Michael is a mover, but, you know, he doesn't know this particular style of dance. So, yeah.
So you'd be teaching him in the living room all the ornaments.
I've already used him already. I was like, just stand there and I just need you in position.
And how do the kids feel about mommy being on the telly and doing all this?
You know what? They absolutely love it. They're kind of getting a bit of pressure. They were like, no, you need to be good now. You know, there is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got their friends.
Because some kids get mortified, don't they? They're like, it's so embarrassing that you're doing television.
And actually, I thought they might have been a bit like that, but they're actually loving it. Yeah, all the friends in school are loving it as well. So it's big discussion on a Monday morning when they go in, you know, about the dances. And I come home sometimes and they're copying, like myself and Ryan did the Paso, and I hook my arms around underneath his arms, you know, they were copying me. So it's kind of cute.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show that you are the one with the talent, because, and I know the professionals are amazing, but you still got the really good marks, even when they did the switch up as well with the partner. I mean, it's you.
Yeah,
it's you being able to learn it as well. And have you had hard days when you kind of thought, oh, why am I doing this? This is too difficult.
Definitely my worst week was cha-cha. Myself and Brian Dowling called, we both did a cha-cha that week. So we called it cha-cha hell. And I think because I was doing it to C'est La Vie, the timing was completely different. I had a routine in my head. I just couldn't get it. So on Thursday, I just said to myself, you know what? You don't have the technique. You're just going to have to go out there and just enjoy it, because I didn't want to have that anxious feeling about not having it. I just wanted to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that was how I got through. But that was the week I did have a moment going, oh my goodness me. Yeah.
Were there tears, Sinead?
There nearly was. No, actually, I lied. There was.
There was.
There was. Yeah, there was.
Oh, well, listen, the best of luck. We
Thank
were keeping
so
our
much.
Fingers crossed for you. She's absolutely fab. And I can't get over that you're 46. Are you lying to me?
Oh, God. No, I'm not lying. No, sorry.
This is Something for the Weekend. It is Classic Hits.